News. I'm Steve Karish. Polls have officially closed for the presidential election in Nigeria Saturday afternoon, but in some polling centers, voters are still trying to cast their ballots. The Independent National Electoral Commission has said the delay was caused by logistics issues and concerns over security. Timothy Obezu reports from Abuja.
Hundreds of voters are still in line to cast their ballots several hours after voting officially ended here. Some of them say they had been waiting in queue since 5 a.m., more than 3 hours before the polls opened. The Independent National Electoral Commission briefed journalists Saturday afternoon and said the delay has been caused by setbacks in deployment of staff and election materials to those areas, as well as security threats. Many here say they will remain in line until they cast their ballot, however long that may take. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Israeli officials say a Palestinian gunman has killed two Israelis in a shooting in the occupied West Bank. The shooting casts a shadow over the high-level meeting between Palestinian and Israeli delegations in neighboring Jordan, meant to reduce violence ahead of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Scores of Palestinians have been killed this year in clashes with Israelis. Jordan's King Abdullah tells the United States President Biden Middle East advisor that there is a need to accelerate efforts to bring calm and reduce escalation in Palestinian territories. Police in southwestern Pakistan, Baluchistan province, said Sunday that a bomb blast has ripped through a crowded market, killing at least 4 people and injuring 16 others. From Washington, this is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country has no choice but